All right, welcome everyone to the July 24th, 2025 meeting of the Bethel Township Zoning Commission and Board of Zoning Appeals to discuss the updating the zoning resolution. My name is Cody Smith. I'm the Planning and Zoning Director for Bethel Township. We will start with the roll with the Zoning Commission members. Ron Corbett.
Here.
Lorna Furter.
Here.
Jerry Hurt.
Here.
Michelle Swank.
Here.
Josh Wilkerson.
Here.
And alternates Jess Underwood.
Here.
And Janice Royce.
Here.
All right, Board of Zoning Appeals members. Nikki O'Quinn.
Here.
Rachel Kiplinger.
Here.
Zach Stouter is absent. Rochelle Vai.
Here.
Donna Hughes.
Here.
Alternates Pete Mannheim, absent. And Jim Leskowich is also absent. Also joining us this evening, we have Trustee Kim Adick. And that will...
I'm here as a citizen.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so that's the roll. Appreciate that. We will start the meeting with comments from the public. Are there any public comments to be had for the record?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty
strategic. Yeah, I'm gonna actually leave, but I just want to say thanks to everybody for showing up for these meetings, and because it's pretty important, as you can see. So that paper that Nikki was talking about, I had originally put all those ideas that I gave in the first meeting into there and some other ones, and all of those are based on problems that have come up over the past few years, things that people ask me. So you guys see tonight that there's different ways to interpret a lot of the text that we have. So the 50-foot setback tonight, you know, Cody and I had a lengthy discussion about this because I interpret that as, okay, if you move it from the back to the front, you don't just get off the hook for the setback and the size and the peak height and all that kind of stuff. I think it should still apply. But it doesn't explicitly say that or not say it. So my advice, what I was telling him originally, like that sheet, is to take whatever sections, if you're going to divide them up, read it like, first of all, now you have some experience. So read it like, could the citizens interpret it a different way? You know, so does it make sense to you completely, or do questions come to mind? And if questions come to mind, then that's the text that you probably want to clarify things on and put it in the sheet. And the other thing about the sheet that the reason I proposed this format is it has the issue, and then you can put the proposed code in there. So when it comes to us eventually for a vote, it's all ready to go. And we can just say, you know, approve the things that are attached in the attached thing. So yeah, if you could just kind of look at it and try to make clarifications. And I've been adding more since then, so I'll have to send you an updated one. But it seems like every case, you can interpret things differently. And
it adds another layer.
Yeah.
It's always
like there's something new every case that comes up.
Yeah, and they're never easy anymore. So, but thank you all for doing this.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I like the idea of splitting things up. Yeah. And I do think it would be more efficient. But that's my opinion.
Okay, well, pick a group, or or if everybody's okay with it, you know, pick a partner or two or whatever. How about Janice?
Okay.
Okay.
So let's
pick out what section you want us to do.
I think that they're all numbered, but every section is not numbered. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The ones we've already covered so far.
Yeah, the ones we've already covered.
Yeah. But have the ones that we have covered, have we had resolution on those?
No, we're gonna put them all before at the trustees and then come up with resolution to adopt what we have, is my understanding, correct?
Yeah, and essentially what will happen too is, you know, I will draw all of this up, put it all in text, and then so that it all makes sense, it's all as it's going to be passed and as it's going to stand. That way, if there's any, if I have interpreted anything that anybody has said incorrectly, or you're looking at, you said, oh, that was, we said 30 feet and you put 20 feet, I can correct it. So there is going to be an editing phase to all of this as well.
Okay, Janice, what section are we taking?
So there's 21 sections. Articles.
We did the definitions already.
Stuff
on home occupation.
Yeah, so yeah. I think we're kind of, if we take out 1, 2, 3, 4, I support 20, so we're at...
We're number 4, aren't we?
Yeah.
District establishment?
I think we pretty well already covered that, because we talked about, like, the new urbanism overlay district taking that out.
Josh,
putting in some of the other districts that are in the...
So, the old zoning person, she knows all of this.
I know nothing, because the book changed completely.
I know you're good. So we can sit with her and go over this, what, two or three chapters,
so five,
and get you up
so
to speed on...
So there's 17 articles that we have not
with what we choose
touched yet, and that basically starts at R1AAA and then goes on down through, so Article 5.
R1AAA.
And then goes on down through Article 3, 4.
I don't have a six.
There's not a 6.
Okay.
So that's why I said there are some, because like the last one is Article 40, but there's not 40.
Okay.
There are some numbers in there that are reserved if in the future we want to put additional whole articles in.
And there's 12 of us. So
12 of us, okay.
Tonight. Not including, I didn't include you.
Yeah, not. So the way I kind of figure it would go is I'll be like an overarching kind of support character almost. And then if anybody. Yeah. I'm a character. Haven't you my name?
What
sections
would you feel comfortable with?
You pick, because all I ever do is pick merit my time to interview. So
I was going to say 5, 10, 15, but there's no 10.
So we could also just go down the line and just pair off in two.
Yeah.
Or in two. You're not on our team.
But you're my nibbling team.
I have no concern about how we do this, so I'm...
So,
neutral.
If I do, correct me if anybody doesn't like what I say here, but I can do Josh and Janice for Article 5.
Here, you got a pen?
Which is R1AAA. Okay. I do Lorna and Ron for Article 7, little bit of 6.
I got it.
Here, Janice.
No.
Anyone else? Oh,
yeah.
So you guys
are doing Article 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we're gonna team up here.
You two are gonna team up?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can do
seven and eight.
That would be just 8, I believe. Unless we wanna
just 8?
And then I guess if we have extras, we can
just
go over. So then Nikki and Jerry.
Just Article 8.
So far.
The
neighborhood figures.
Article 9, Article 9.
Sorry, I couldn't keep quiet. I do have one recommendation that you assign the two I's to the same group. And the three B's.
Oh, that'd
because
be good
when
idea.
You look at those, there's inconsistencies in between them and the A1 and A2 and probably R1.
That was my greatest concern with the breakout. Are we going to get a whole lot of
inconsistencies? That's a really, yeah. That's really, I
just
appreciate
for those
that.
Because, especially the conditional uses.
I was just going to say, because we only have one page and one.
And
they need just to sign up.
So
if we do all the B's,
we're not
going to
have
B's.
Yeah.
Lorna said
you
had the first,
B2.
Yeah,
B2. But so all the, if you guys do the B's, all the business,
seven. So you guys had a residential.
So we had a residential, didn't we?
Okay.
But we only had one page in there, right?
So.
Yep.
So.
If we did consolidate the B ones, then we would have.
So Lorna, somebody would have B1 and 3.
We'd have 7, 8, 9.
Yes.
Yeah.
B1, B2, and
no,
B3.
Yeah, okay. 7, 8, 9.
And then that would leave Donna and Michelle with Article 10.
No, 10.
So that would be 11.
No, 11.
12. I'm staring right at it. 12 and 13.
Okay.
Which are I1 and I2.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Getting busy. Well, we probably will.
Okay, and then Nikki and Jerry, Article 12, so that would be Article 14, which is floodplain. And then that leaves.
So we've got 9 and 14, right?
Leaves a group of 3, so I guess we could have...
All right, so for me and Jerry, it's just Article 14.
It's just Article 14 for now.
No,
yeah.
So we don't have 9 in
it. No, 9's going through the group and the business.
So are we 15 and 16?
So you guys can be 15 and 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 and 13.
Yeah.
Well,
so this
looks like you guys are step 1.
Well, you guys want to do a group of 3 and just make
that's
it?
Fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Good 3. Yeah.
Okay.
So does that clear the whole book then? Because that's the object.
No.
So you're 15.
We're 15 and 16.
Oh, we're taking our next group.
Oh, we're taking the next group now.
Okay.
Maybe we should just work on these for until the next time, and then reassign the next
that's
group.
That's 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's. I get
is
it.
Is that
quick.
Not a good idea? I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Julie's really good at organizing these kinds of things.
Sorry,
honestly.
Just one other suggestion. In the districts, you know, R1AAA and I1I2B, all those, they reference fencing, accessory buildings, so I would include those. Like everybody should look at those and how it's impacted them.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just
have
trying to think of the best
been.
Way to... Let's see, if we've got... Hold on.
I don't know what they are. I know it's fencing.
So
parking and loading.
Yeah.
Signs.
There's all those
sign
issues.
Regulations.
And also
landscape
the definitions
and buffering.
Fit into all.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things. If it's part of what you're
definitions.
Reviewing, then you kind of
definitions
start
fit
looking
into
at that.
Every one of
them. Yeah. Yeah. 18 is well field protection, and then once you get past 18, it goes to 30, and then 30 through. Well, 40, so we already covered 40, so we don't need to talk about 40. That's already been.
So we already know that under industrial, there's no residential at all.
For what?
Yeah, we got the only residential left.
Yeah, there's
oh,
already
sorry.
There's
one page.
Only R1AAA. and then 18 is well field, 20 is planned development, and then 30. 30 starts to get into the ones that everybody should probably talk about because of their supplementary regulations, parking regulations, sign regulations, landscaping and buffering. So... Maybe this is where it sits and we just leave it this way and then we can reconvene and talk about 30 through 39 or whatever as a group because it's going to be a larger discussion.
Well, that affects the entire
it's
town
be widely.
Instead of just part
where R1.
And that's, I mean, that's kind of
R1
what we've already done because if you look at Articles 1 through 4, they're generic.
Light industrial,
I1,
and I2,
so.
How they marry each other. Like,
So the goal is then to have all these things
kind of fleshed out.
Fleshed out by the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that workable for everybody?
We're working on it. Yep.
Everybody. So the next time we meet, then we'll be able to sit down and collectively say this is kind of what we came up with in our little group, and you can say this is what we came up with, and you can say this is what we came up with, and so we can all say yay or nay.
I like that. And what I can do is I will send all of this out tomorrow so that everybody knows what everybody else is working on. And I'll also try to figure out a way to split the spreadsheet up so that everybody has the relevant suggestions that are pertinent to your sections.
And then I guess you guys should exchange email numbers and so forth so you can, I don't know if you're going to meet together or if you're just going to work through email and say, hey, this is what I found, what do you think about this? Or this is what I found, what do you think about that? You know,
15 and 16.
You have one page.
I'm having flashbacks to college.
Whatever.
And you guys, we can, you know, you can always call me, email me. We can come and meet, and I can meet with your groups, and we can talk about things. So that is obviously an option as well.
Now, are you wanting us to surmise what we as our little teams pull together to get it back to you? Are you planning to consolidate it?
No, I think it would be more like a bring it to the table type.
You
bring it to the table in groups 2 or 4.
You guys probably should make whatever it is changes that you want to into some sort of a handout. so that we all can just say, hey, this is...
Now I really feel like college.
Learning never ends.
Yeah, so this well, actually, it's already, I guess you got shit on your spreadsheet.
Or you can send it to Cody, and Cody can put it in a spreadsheet, and it can come to us. If that works for everybody, or if you just want to do a handout, that's fine as well. I don't know. I mean, it's up to...
The biggest thing, I think, will be just everybody coming together and we're all discussing together, so...
Discussing what you want, what
their recommendations
what changes are. So, yeah. But, again, if you have something, I think, to hand out, this is what I see that's wrong with this, then it goes around and everybody else can say, oh, yeah, I see it as well, and then we change it. We take a vote here and change. Let's put this before the trustees for a vote. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But... And then that goes to you, and then you put it in your little trusty laptop there, and then
keep on moving.
We keep on moving.
Yeah.
So, because otherwise, this is getting really long.
It is.
It's
going to
be into next year sometime.
It is.
So.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens. Good. So if we can get this finished before October, maybe.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, once we once we kind of get things sort of molded the way that we all. You all feel like they should be, you know. I do want to do some public comment type nights too.
We can have a meeting.
Open house.
I think that's
type.
A really good idea.
You have to.
We'll have to do that and post it in the. When's the next? Put it in the next newsletter. If we can have this finished before the next newsletter comes out, so that it's in the news.
September, October, I think would be the next one, wouldn't it?
August. That's the end of September.
Okay, so if we could.
That's incredible.
I guess that's really Russian.
No, like advertise that they're going to be an open house.
Open house to discuss this, the changes in the zone.
Town hall.
Yeah. And plan it, you know, in a larger facility someplace so that everybody could come.
Or September. If you do it in September, if you do it in October when we do the Meet the Candidate night.
I think it's hard.
That could be a presentation beforehand.
I don't know if you can mix those two together.
You can't do that. I think you can.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important because I was with an organization and we argued over the and
know.
At to make sure that there was no questions at all. And that's what we're doing now is that when we read this, there's not going to be, it's going to be black and white, yes
legal.
And no.
Yeah.
You got to put your legal hat.
Yeah, illegal. Well, I mean, we would have to send these changes over to our legal representative and make sure that all the ands and ours and ors are in the right places.
Right.
But I would think anyway, but I don't know that Meet the Candidate night is that, and I think you just said September was pushing it, so you think so? Anybody else September pushing it?
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so what's a good date, kind of a deadline date, guys? I'm all about the deadline.
I think I think after we do this first rundown, then maybe we can come up with a better date to see how this works out. Yeah. But let's say table it like for sometime in October. We'll try to do a date in October, but maybe we can after we present this next round.
So I'm understanding that my partner and I will discuss what we're doing, and I'm suggesting that whatever we discuss, we drop it off to Cody so he can massage it. So we would have it at the next meeting in 2 weeks so we can, no. And then the other two, next week, you should be able to have it everything all ironed out.
For these sections, yes.
For your sections.
For our
sections. Their sections and then their sections and their sections. So everybody's got a, every group's got, not everybody, every group's
got
a section, got an assignment, you got to turn your homework in. You got 2 weeks to do it. Okay. The teacher has spoken.
And you need to do it at least a couple of days before the meeting, so Cody has time to massage
it. Get it all. Yeah.
So if it's scheduled for, I'm just saying, throwing a date. If it's scheduled for the 10th, you have all the papers to him by the 8th, 7th,
you
or 8th.
Want to have
our next meeting is actually
the
7th.
Get them to you before we meet.
Because a moment ago
you were thinking present them at our next.
There's advantages to both. but I would, it depends. Do you guys think you can do it in a week and a half and get it to me in with 3 or 4 days to spend?
We have one page. I think
okay.
He
does.
He does. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm more thinking about like Lauren and Ron.
I'm just saying.
Very
hard.
Hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be best for you all if we just bring it to the table and then I can massage it after that. As we're, if we move forward and we do other sections, then I can massage it and then we can talk about the changes that were made at the first time at the following meeting. You said, does that make sense? So
I bring it
to the table, we talk about it, I put it all together.
Right. My two cents is I think there's value in that because each of the teams will come and they'll present their stuff. However far we get on that given night, the group is going to have a consensus feedback, add potential comments, be some discussion on some of that.
That's a great
and then
point.
You'll have a more solid piece and
to put together.
Put together.
That's a great point. Yeah,
did we ever decide on the fines? Because I like to bring that up.
The fines.
Oh,
I knew it wasn't crazy.
She remembered.
Okay, say that back to me again so I can put it down. Make sure I got it right in the minutes.
Well, I had a question about the minutes on a lot of the discussions.
Yeah.
The third bullet. And I mean, do we actually have a recommendation in what we're doing for the third bullet, the fourth bullet, and... Actually, all of the remaining ones.
Yep.
We had discussion, but I don't know.
I don't think we're back to recommendation.
Yeah.
So, do we want to move forward with everybody in their groups, and we'll reconvene next time and talk about everybody's recommendations?
Yep.
So then at this point, given that, do we want to talk about the outcome of next?
Come on, man.
What now?
The outcome of the to Jerry's point, outcomes that were had from the last meeting and make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, you probably should because if you're going to put that in your little you need to have that
so,
settled.
Yeah. I guess, Jerry, where did you want to start? You said bullet point three, which I think is the fines, right? Double the permit fee if a permit is applied for after construction has begun. Then there was a discussion on implementing a tripled fee if the applicant comes in for the permit after construction has begun and the application requires a variance and or conditional use.
Yeah.
That was the outcome that I took away from that meeting. Now,
I think
and again,
that's
that,
what
that
was
all...
The green pot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Michelle?
What's that? I'm sorry.
He's laying out what the consensus was he thought about... First, the application, if they start construction and they don't have application, then it's double the fine. And
double
if they,
fee.
Or double the fee. And then there's a fine. Cody, read it again.
A rule in the zoning resolution that would double the permit application fee if the permit is applied for after construction has begun.
Yes.
There was a discussion on implementing a tripled fee if the applicant comes in for the permit after construction has begun. And the application requires a variance and or conditional use. So if they come in after it's done and it complies with everything, it's double the application fee. They come in and they say, oh, they need another 50 foot or whatever, then it's triple the application fee plus
the cost
to put it in for a variance application.
Yeah, because they're coming in after they've already done everything. Mm-hmm. So I think
there should be a penalty for it.
Yeah. And you're gonna have possibility of legal fees instead of taking that out of the Bethel Township all the time. People should be responsible for their actions.
Where do they put the permits on their property?
Where do they
post them? Do they have to post them?
I don't
them
believe it's required.
The township
it is
doesn't
required.
Have.
Is it required?
It's required through the county. I believe.
Through the county. I don't know if there's
the county and the city, but I don't think the township.
Because there's no permit on the property on my road.
Yeah, I know. They didn't have the permit to tear it down.
I don't think most people
and they're getting ready
like,
to build because they got the rafters.
They came in today.
Naked eye.
Oh, you live on... Okay. I don't know where you live. Man Road. Okay.
How many times you been there and you don't know where I live?
I didn't mean to take you that
hard. Yeah, there was no permit through the township to...
You meant to
tear down the various developments that came in for today, which is a whole other conversation.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Jerry agreed with me about fixing it.
Oh, yeah.
Doing it at cost. So.
Yeah. Okay, so we're good on that. That can be kind of thrown into the...
Well, we should vote on that, probably. Is everybody okay
with it? As long as we got consensus, but the minutes should reflect
the
fact
that it was a actual, that it was a decision.
Okay, so yes, everybody's on the same, majority's on the page with the triple and double, right? Any naysayers? You want to argue your point? I'll listen. Not that it matters. Because I don't get a vote.
Jess?
Given what I understand is our problem with the county.
Yeah.
If they, in good faith, went to the county and the county gave them a permit, I don't think we should penalize them for their screw up.
Well, actually, at the bottom of the county application, it says that they're responsible for their local government.
Right.
So
that was what Rob England made the point of when I questioned him on exactly what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because their policy is now not to call us and say, hey, this guy's come in and he's bypassed you. The fine print says that they have to come back to us if we have zoning requirements. And if they choose not to, then it's on him for not coming in. That's Rob England's thing.
Is there a reason that they should get the township approval before they go to the county?
They're supposed to.
But if the county approves it, then we don't. Where does that leave them?
Well, they still have to come to us, and we could theoretically turn them down. If they don't meet our criteria for whatever it is that they want to do, just saying, we could say, nope, sorry, you got to go away. And then they would have to tear down what they've done.
Well,
I'm not saying that we would do that, but theoretically, that's the county's position, and that really has to be our position, because we can't be the police. We don't run through the township and say, oh, you're building here, you don't have our permit. We don't do that. That's not our job, but I guess we could do that. I mean, that could be your new job.
While you're eating your lunch,
well,
driving,
I'm sure
talking
any
on the phone.
The citizens are going to...
They don't. They don't always.
Oh.
They don't.
No.
They don't.
So
nobody on my road said a word.
Well, I wish I would have said something about the damn barn dominium a long time ago that's on my street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should have came to that meeting.
A perfect example, Jess, and the way I kind of look at things is, or conceptualize it to folks, is, and it's a perfect example, came in today. You know, guy wants to build a house, tear down a house that was built in the 40s before zoning was ever even a thing.
Reisner's house.
Wants to build a new house on it. The county's looking at it and said, yep, house is structurally sound, plans are good, you've got X, Y, and Z, whatever their building code says, you're good to go. But I'm looking at it from a zoning perspective, and the structure might be
gone.
It might be, you know, perfectly fine, whatever, up to building code, great. But what I'm looking at is, are you 30 feet off of your side lot line like you're supposed to be? The county doesn't, unfortunately, they don't look at that. They just say, is it sound structurally? I look at it and say, is it where it's supposed to be on the lot? And so
Does it meet the zoning?
To Kim's point.
That one didn't.
It didn't either, because it was still R3, which is multifamily, and he was trying to put a single family home on it. So the county looked at it and said, yeah, it's structurally sound as a single family home, but I couldn't let him put the house on there because it's zoned for a three family or more dwelling.
But this gets us to the other issue that Kim and I were talking about. That property was zoned multifamily when zoning went into effect. It was grandfathered in. There's all kinds of these issues that demand some kind of resolution to take care of getting that rezoned to make it compatible with what the neighborhood is and what really is best for the whole township.
Right.
And that gets me back to the point that, and I don't want to criticize the Board of Zoning Appeals, But I can't get out of my mind what went on at the meeting prior to this one. There's all kinds of issues with that property. And one of the biggest concerns is, if I was the applicant, I'd say, piss on all you guys. I'm going to Huber. He's contiguous to Huber. They'll give him anything he wants.
Right.
The ideal thing would have been table that and allow the applicant to come back without additional fees and everything to come to a good resolution of what can happen to that property.
Well, I think the BZA did mention to that, and you mentioned for them to come back and we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
He did say that.
Yeah, they said that, but...
And he's going to reach out to them
but
also.
But he's... Now we're into a bind that there's a decision been made.
Oh.
And now we're going back to what we talked about earlier. He's going to get penalized for additional fees and everything.
Well, we had talked about that at the very first meeting about, you know, not penalizing someone.
Right.
If they were denied or if something happened and they needed to come back and get...
And they don't have to wait a year.
Right, and they don't have to wait a year.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So.
But we don't have that in now.
Mm-mm. No. But in this particular case, they were led down the golden path by somebody other than us when they did the first zoning change. And when we discussed this 2 months ago, 3 months ago, it was decided that, you know, that was the wrong decision that was made back then to put them, because if you look back at the record for when they came in, they were pretty upfront about what they wanted to do, which was put a warehouse on that property. And whoever was in charge at the time, a couple years ago, when they did all their... whatever it is they did, came up with the zoning on the property that they came up and said that that would be allowed. This is what they told
yeah.
us, okay?
And
it would,
that was,
if it doesn't fit, yeah, it doesn't fit the zoning.
Right.
You can't, and this is where I get lost in all this, really. You can't make these decisions on, first of all, the feel-good decision, because it is a good, it's a good thing that they're doing, okay? Secondly, two wrongs don't make a right. This was the wrong decision on this property, and to put a warehouse there, that's the wrong zoning for that. It would have been better to come up with a different idea, perhaps splitting off the house, let it stand by itself, then try to rezone the back and let that stand by itself to build the warehouse. And change the zoning at that point to reflect what they want to build. But you can't have a residence in the front of the property and then build 14,000 square feet of warehouse space and under the premises of it's going to be an office building with only 3,500 square feet of office space.
It doesn't,
there has to be a way to figure that out. Now, if they had split it off and did R1 AAA in the front and tried to pass I in the back.
But that comes to another thing, and I don't know the answer to this, but we've got precedent in a lot of cases in the township where a whole property doesn't have to be zoned. Part of the property can be zone one and part of the property can be zoned something
else.
And
that was why I was saying split it off. Keep the front as a residence and then try to do the back as what they want to accommodate what their need is.
But will that, and again, when you say split it off, are we talking about developing a lot or are we talking about a zoning district on a, you know, splitting a lot into two different zoning districts?
It would be two separate lots.
Well, this
would have
the
to be
thing.
Two separate
well,
lots.
But
if
we've
you,
got a lot of cases in the township
where it's that way.
It's not,
that's
yeah.
Not.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there. That's why I said at the end, if I maybe didn't say it loud enough, but you have to figure it out. Because if by passing that, you set a recent precedent for allowing this change to move forward. And there's plenty of people here who want to do exactly what he's doing. You know, plenty of people want to take 4 acres and put a big building on it. And, you know, then what do we do?
And
I know I'm new, but you all have told me we're taking all the I properties that were legacy and trying to make them residential because they don't fit. But now it seems like people want to take this exactly and making this reverse in what's largely, even though it looks odd when you drive by, it is all zoned residential.
It is.
And you're taking it and then wanting to turn it into an I property. And I'm like, aren't we trying to do the opposite here?
Well,
and
no,
I'm looking at where it is, because even though there's residents in there, when you drive past there, the feel is more industrial and business.
I agree.
Right,
I
exactly.
But it's zoned
because
residential.
But the property right next door to it is I.
And this is the thing, though. We wouldn't be, if it's a conditional use, it would only be for him if he goes to sell it, then it wouldn't be zoned industrial.
Mm-hmm.
So
but it's got a 14,000 square foot warehouse on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But that's a permanent structure.
That's a permanent structure. That could be something else. That could be a small farm for somebody.
It could be a dog training facility.
Yeah. It does meet.
Which is allowed there.
It does meet other things in
but
the residential.
It doesn't meet the percentage of use.
But that's
and
why
that's the key. That's the key right there.
But that is why he's asking. That's why they're asking for a special condition.
But the condition that he's asking for doesn't meet the criteria
right.
of the zoning
of
the that he's
condition.
Asking for.
That's
right.
And that's the problem.
That's
and that's
the imbalance.
That's the imbalance there. So he could ask for that condition as long as the condition was allowed in the zoning that he was asking for. B2 does not allow for that.
Right.
And you can't make a variance fit the need of that person if the criteria is not in the variance requirement, and it wasn't. The 25 square feet of office space versus the 10,000 square feet of warehouse, they didn't. It should have been reversed.
Right.
And it wasn't.
You should have
now,
lied.
Had he come in and said that, you know, you'd have to take them at their word. Had they said, well, we want 10,000 square feet of office space and not 10,000 feet of warehouse space, then you might have had a different story there, but that's not what they said they wanted. They said 10,000 square feet of warehouse space and 3,000 square feet of office space. It's flipped. So it's different. I don't know.
I
spoke up even though.
345?
I didn't.
Are we? Okay, I wasn't sure if that was serious.
No, I am. Nobody else has to be, but I have to take care of my mother-in-law.
I think everybody else is probably serious.
I have her this week, so.
Okay, so then,
on
the minutes, the last point that Jerry was making, nuisance properties, how to handle properties that are out of compliance with the zoning code, just implementing the Miami County Zoning Resolution Section 21.1 that basically states, anything that's out of compliance with the zoning resolution is going to be handled like a nuisance. It's to be follow that same process. So it was.
I haven't read all these, but is there something here about if they built it and then it came to us and then it was denied, how long they have to take it down? Because we talked about that the first night.
So that's basically what this section covers.
Okay.
Because at that point, it's non-conforming. They've asked to bring it
okay.
to, you know, to the
right.
board. The board said no, therefore it's a non-conforming structure, non-conforming use. It counts as a nuisance. It follows the same nuisance procedures as everything else.
And then we get into the $500 penalty.
And then, you get into all the penalties and the fees. And that way it removes any ambiguity with, it's a structure, it's 60 days, it's a fence, it's 7 days. It's
for the most part, yeah.
You can always call me, too, and we can talk. So.
You're fine.
Okay, Jerry, did you have any other points on the minutes?
No, that was, I just thought we needed clarification on all those.
I'm with you.
I have a couple.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first bullet under the need of review, towards the bottom of what we talked about, this is the garage sales, one per quarter, and in parentheses you have a total, right, four total per year.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't we specific there to say, not necessarily four per year. It was specific to one per quarter.
One per quarter, yes. No more than four per
one
year.
Per, yeah, four total
right.
per year.
But there's
yes,
but four
can't,
per year.
You can't have four in June.
Yes,
right.
But yeah, the one per quarter, that is the primary
or maybe
stipulation.
Up to, yeah, could be up, it could be four per year, but it's not necessarily four per year. That, wouldn't that
I see what you're saying.
Case,
when you say that, it makes it look like you could have
it almost
yeah.
like or
well, I
four
could have four.
Year.
It doesn't matter how
yeah.
you
know,
whether it's based.
So I would say leave out the four per year, just one per quarter.
Okay.
Hope and say.
I think it causes confusion.
Yep. I can strike that.
Yeah.
And then my other comment is on the last bullet.
What's
you
four,
said
like
there was discussion about proper zoning
what's that?
Classifications and bringing properties
some
into compliance.
3 days.
Didn't we discuss about that being
if we say one per quarter,
we would review properties that appear to be out of inconsistent with the neighboring
yeah.
ones or the land use plan, and then we would send out notification and offer to change that zoning for each property owner.
But there is a discussion on is
every
that
summer,
legal?
Can
we do
that? See, we don't.
Also that was the
because Beth had a. When I brought that up, because that's really been one of my pet peeves,
like
is that we have so many of these spot zone properties, and I wanted to go after those people and say, look, we'll waive all the fees and let you bring you into compliance for your neighborhood. That says you can't do that because it
gives the appearance that the trustees are influencing unduly.
Right.
The reason.
Right.
Even if you're requiring their approval.
This is really going
to doesn't matter. She seemed to think that it was leading the horse down the goat path to drink water that he may not need to drink.
But Ohio revised code allows trustees.
I don't know how you would ever get it fixed and cleaned up then. I mean, if that's,
you're preaching to the choir here.
I respectfully disagree
just
with the intent of
influence.
I'd like to
have
the tattletale.
Jess, you have another point?
Well, on the garage sale thing, a lot of places have like a 40 sale that goes miles and miles and miles.
Oh, like that, yeah.
And that was one of the
four,
that was one of the six or eight that I know identified that don't have work like businesses out of them anymore.
You know, like Tip City does that, they do their community garage
sales.
Yeah,
I have that thing.
We did one
in the garage sale. Wouldn't you rather find out about that before you list the home? Because, I mean, who knows how many people never even made an offer on the home that you have for sale?
Don't make them use
it
for one and a quarter for that.
So yeah,
I mean, I don't
I
see
where
you
need to put
it.
And
it's
just
working properly. 72 hours.
They
want to
sell it, but they got a buyer.
Inconsistent.
I know.
Yeah, 3 days. So that'd be Thursday. You guys can count.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's a 72. No more than 72 hours total.
Okay. I'll mention it again. See if I can get some. I'll mention it again at one of the meetings because I think it is a very good direction to head in. I think Jerry agreed. We talked about this too about the spot zoning, trying to approach people with trying to change their zoning. I know you don't have your hearing aids on. I was trying to talk louder for you about trying to approach people about the spot zoning and trying to get them to rezone and we waive the fees.
The thing.
Yeah.
You're on
so.
Your email.
And this, I didn't realize that Reisner's had sold that property and it was being. But what's the.
Yeah.
We
waived
it. Okay.
So
that's,
we waived it.
Yeah.
So
it's coming up for a rezoning already.
Yeah.
He took the application today. It's, the fee's been waived and we hope to have it before you guys in the next hearing. So.
That was a cash cow having three. On the same property,
mm-hmm.
and he just let one and two just destroy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I got to pay for his house.
Mm-hmm.
Jess brought up a good point going back to the garage sale thing. You know, there are community garage sales. There's like Route 40 garage sales.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't count.
Do we want to make an exception in there?
No,
for that?
We talked about that. We said we didn't want to include that. Because there's a national garage sale on 40 every year.
There's
also one other one. What's that called, Julie?
It's
127.
Yeah, okay.
Multi-state.
Because you did that. So
I don't know
that she did the 127.
Yeah, 127 doesn't go through us.
I didn't think so. I was like, what is
it?
No, but there's two of the big ones that come
through here.
One through Ohio and one through Kentucky and Dunkerton, whatever.
So we don't count those, but you should probably word that in there so that those are not a part of it. Because people do put their stuff out.
You can have one per quarter individual sale. So that would take care of the...
Well, there...
But I don't see why.
I've done it a couple years.
We gotta be careful though, because there are...
One that fell on that day.
Where they have multi-family garage sales. So if you say individual, the multi-family, how do you, we gotta specify.
Yeah, I'll have to look and just see what...
One to an address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't wanna...
I don't wanna say individual person, but individual address.
Yeah. Okay, any other corrections or anything else with the minutes?
There are people that make a living off of those. They make a nice one too. Somebody's junk is somebody else's treasure.
That's why we don't stop.
I got a lot of junk. Nobody wants it, so it's not much of a treasure.
That's why we don't stop.
So whenever we're ready for a motion to approve the minutes, I will take it.
I make a motion.
Second it.
Whatever the word is.
Okay. Any dissent to approve the minutes with the corrections stated? Hearing none, it's approved unanimously. Okay, so that's good. Minutes are good. Do we want to just adjourn? We've got our assignments for the evening or for the next period.
And thank everybody who signed Josh's petition.
Thank you. Just for one piece of clarification, so when we meet the next time, the groups will be presenting their piece. Like, so these will be first with the R1. Lorna and me will probably hit on ours, and we'll go as far as we can get.
Yes.
And then others may all be ready to be prepared, but they will speak the following meeting.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay,
that's
good.
I just want to try to move it along so you can get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea how bogged down that's going to get.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Before we get out of here,
I agree.
Okay.
I got a question though. We discussed before township email addresses for all of us.
Yes, I can talk to Josh. I have not made any progress on that. I can talk to Josh and see if we can get it set up. I know we are limited because we use Microsoft Outlook or Microsoft 365. We are limited to a certain number of email addresses per our subscription. Let me figure out, because we need another 12 if we got one for everybody. Let me see if we can swing that in the 14 for the subscription. I'll bring that to the next meeting and figure out if we have those or not, okay?
So we send the official township email.
Yeah, so that
if
there's a lawsuit or something, that they can't get our individual.
Subpoena your personal
info. Right.
I don't have anything to hide, but sometimes stuff you don't think is a big deal, turns out it is.
Okay. Any opposition to the adjournment? Motion?
Motion.
Okay. We stand adjourned at 8:55. Once we just had a look at where our...